Okay, thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to thank the organizers for giving me the opportunity to present our recent work. I changed the title a little bit. Today, I'd like to talk about the magnetic field effect and the non-equilibrium dynamics in the Kitaev spin ligand. I'm George Nasu from Yokohama National University. This work is in collaboration with Yukitoshi Motome and Yasuyuki Kato in the University of Tokyo and Yoshitomo Kamiya in Shanghai Jiao Tong University. First, this is the contents of this presentation. First, I introduced the quantum spin ligand and the Kitaev model. I show the two topics. First topic is the magnetic field effect on the Kitaev model. The second topic is the non-equilibrium dynamics of the Kitaev spin ligand. First, we introduced the quantum spin ligand. In the insulating magnet, paramagnetic behavior is exhibited at high temperature and with decreasing temperature. Some ordering occurs at a certain temperature. But if there's a strong quantum fluctuation, the magnetic ordering is disturbed, and the quantum disordered magnetic state is stabilized even at zero temperature. This is the quantum spin ligand. The quantum spin ligand is characterized by the non-singularity in the specific heat or susceptibility and no apparent symmetry breaking down to the lowest temperature. In addition to these features, the presence of the fractional excitation is another characteristic of the quantum spin ligand. So to grasp the fractional excitation, particularly the emergent fermion, the T-linear behavior in the specific heat or a continuum of the dynamical response has been measured in the candidate quantum spin ligand candidate material, such as Kappa-Betti-TTF, Cu2-CN3, or Kagome system. In addition to these features, the thermal transport is also the characteristic of the fractional excitation. So the fluctuated quantum system is difficult to address theoretically because this system shows a negative sign problem in the quantum Monte Carlo simulation. Then we considered another quantum spin system, Kitaev model. The Kitaev model is composed of the S equal one-half spins defined on the honeycomb lattice. In the honeycomb lattice, there are three kinds of bonds. On the red bond, the interaction is SC-SC type. On the blue bond, the interaction is SX-SX type. And on the green bond, the interaction is SY-SY type. This bond-dependent interaction leads to a kind of fluctuation, and the ground state is exactly shown to be a quantum spin ligand. In the QSL state, the quantum spin is fractionalized into the exactly shown to fractionalize into the itinerant Majorana fermion and the localized Majorana fermion, namely the flux excitation in each hexagon of the honeycomb lattice. This model is not a toy model, but the candidate material exists, such as iridium oxide and alpha ruthenium Cl3, where the magnetic interaction is governed by the J effect one-half spins with a strong spin orbital coupling. There are a lot of theoretical experimental studies for the Kitaev candidate material, particularly in the alpha ruthenium Cl3. We show the two examples. This figure shows the Raman scattering spectrum in the alpha ruthenium Cl3. As shown in this figure, there is a broad structure in the spectrum. This broad structure is also observed in the iridium oxide. And a theoretical study of the Kitaev model clarified that there is a broad structure originating from the Eitner-Tomalanov fermion. So this broad structure is considered to come from the Eitner-Tomalanov fermion in the Kitaev system. In addition to the Raman scattering, neutron scattering also observed in this group. And there is a low energy spectrum correspond to the spin wave excitation and the high energy component. This is a spectrum below TC, but above TC, the spin wave component disappeared, but the high energy component remained above TC. Therefore, this component originates from the Kitaev magnet. There is a theoretical calculation, and this high energy component comes from the Eitner-Lantomalanov fermion. Therefore, this weight originates from the Majorana fermion. So, in addition to this this experimental result, recently the magnetic field effect on the Kitaev candidate material have been intensively done experimentally. This is a phase diagram of the alpha RTMCUC as a function of the magnetic field. The narrow order temperature decreases with increasing the magnetic field and disappear at about 7 tesla. This here shows the neutron scattering spectrum at the 15 Kelvin and in the absence of the magnetic field, and the bottom figure represent the spectrum at 2 Kelvin and 8 tesla. This spectrum similar to each other, indicating that Kitaev physics also appear in this region. In addition to the neutron scattering, there is a lot of experiment such as NMR measurement and thermal conductivity, thermal hole conductivity, ESR and terahertz measurement and so on. In particular, thermal hole conductivity is have the great impact because the this figure shows the thermal hole coefficient as a function of temperature, and this coefficient is quantized, indicating that indicating the presence of the chiral edge mode of the Majorana fermion. And also there's a lot of theoretical study recently. For example, the DMRG, ED, spin wave, and classical spin theory, and so on. Then I show the purpose of this presentation, and there is a lot of experimental work, and exotic property is induced by the magnetic field in the Kitaev candidate material. But in the theoretical study, magnetic field effect is difficult to be addressed even in the Kitaev limit because of the absence of the exact solvability due to the because the gauge field or localized Majorana fermion gains the dynamics due to the presence presence of the magnetic field. But the topological property is very interesting in the presence of the magnetic field. So in the present study, we focus on the magnetic field effect on the Kitaev model, particularly along the 001 direction and the non-equilibrium dynamics triggered by the magnetic field. So next, we show how to address the Kitaev system exactly. The Hamiltonian lattice is composed of the zigzag XY chain connected by the Z bond. Then we introduced a Jordan Wigner transformation along this zigzag chain. And we introduced a complex Jordan Wigner fermion, A and A dagger. Next, we introduced a Majorana fermion, a real fermion. And C is a real part of the complex fermion, and C bar is defined by the imaginary part of the complex fermion. The important point is that we need to introduce a two Majorana fermion in each site. Then this quantum spin model is mapped onto the Majorana fermion model. And on the Z bond, map to the interaction between the C Majorana fermion and the C bar Majorana fermions. However, the C bar C is a conserved quantity. Then we introduce a eta, which is defined by the C bar C, which is a localized quantity. Then this Hamiltonian is represented by the bilinear form of the Majorana fermion. So this quantum spin model is transferred to the itinerant Majorana fermion coupled to the local degrees of freedom, taking plus minus one on each Z bond. In this case, spin S is represented by the itinerant Majorana fermion and the localized Majorana fermion C bar. If we assume that all eta equal to be plus one, which corresponds to the flux free state, the Hamiltonian is given by this form. And this is like the graphene system, then there's a linear dispersion at the K point. So next we show the magnetic field effect on the Kitaev model. The Hamiltonian is given by this form. We consider the minus H SC term. And for simplicity, we assume that Jx equals Jy equals Jz equal to be J. And by performing the Jordan-Wigner transformation, this model is mapped onto the Majorana fermion system. The important point is that the magnetic field transforms to the fixing between the C bar. Then the C bar acquired the quantum dynamics. Then we need to consider the interaction between the C and C bar on the Z bond. So we perform to consider the many body physics. We apply the Hartree-Fock approximation on the Z bond. And also, we perform the exact linearization and spin wave approximation, but we do not show this result. So first, we show the magnetization process, magnetization curve in the Kitaev system, in the ferromagnetic case and antiferromagnetic case. In the ferromagnetic case, there is a discontinuous transition at HC. And above HC, forced ferromagnetic state is stabilized. On the other hand, in the antiferromagnetic case, we found an intermediate phase. Transition field is much larger than the ferromagnetic case, which indicates that the QSL in the ferromagnetic case is fragile rather than the antiferromagnetic case. In addition, the lower critical field is continuous, but the higher critical field is discontinuous in the antiferromagnetic case.
Which direction is that field?
001 direction. 001 along the SC direction. Because we need to perform the Jordan-Wigner transformation. Yes, gapless phase. We assume that Jx equals Jy equals Jz equals J, isotropic case.
Yeah, field is also, doesn't introduce a
gap. Yes.
Because it's a little bit,
yeah.
There has to be a transfer
I show later. The next we so the susceptibility in the antiferromagnetic case, there is a similarity. The susceptibility diverges at HC1, indicating that singularity at this point. Then we show the Wiener dynamics.
This is a ZZ susceptibility.
Yeah, ZZ susceptibility.
There's a field applied along the Z-axis.
Yeah, yeah. This is a derivative of the SC.
Oh, okay.
As a yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, So next we show the Wiener dynamics. In as mentioned before, there is a two kind of Wiener fermion. There is one is a dispersive Eichenhardt Wiener fermion, and another is a localized Wiener fermion, which shows the flat band. By introducing the magnetic field, the two bands are mixed with each other, but the linear dispersion is retained in the weak magnetic field, indicating the gapless. And in the intermediate phase, there is also gapless, because there is a linear dispersion here in the intermediate phase, in the antiferromagnetic case. On the other hand, in the forced ferromagnetic case, the gap is open in the high field case. This is the Wiener gap as a function of the magnetic field. In the intermediate phase, gap vanishes, but the gap opens above HC2. Next, we discuss in the detail in the antiferromagnetic case. This is the band structure at this point in the antiferromagnetic case. There is a nodal point at this point, and the dispersion is given by this form, with Vx is the velocity of the x direction, and the Vy is the velocity of the y direction. With increasing the magnetic field, particularly at the HC1, Vy decreases and vanishes at the H equal HC1, suggesting that there's a nodal line at this point. And with further increase that the magnetic field, a nodal point reappear above HC1. Then this is a gapless, gapped dispersion. So we focus on the wave function. Around the nodal point, wave function is given by this form with an n vector. So in the Kitaev QS wave phase, the n vector rotated clockwise, but in the intermediate phase.
So what does the color represent in these parts?
Gap, this part?
Counter.
Counter is the energy.
Wiener
energy means the
energy of Wiener excitation. So then why do you focus on these dark regions?
Dark region means
zero energy.
Okay. This corresponds to the nodal point. And this corresponds to the nodal line.
And the line goes back to point?
And the n vector rotated clockwise, but in the blue region, the n vector rotated counterclockwise, and the change of the winding direction changes at the HC1.
Starting from one nodal point near K, and it splits into multiple nodal points.
Yeah. There's two nodal point here and here. Here and here.
Yeah.
Then the k and nodal point move to this direction, and the vy decreases. Then the two nodal point is connected along this direction. Then we introduce the tilting magnetic field. We consider the tilting to the SC and SX and SY direction. Then the effective term for the tilting is given by this three spin term with the H tilde. This corresponds to the next nearest neighbor hopping in terms of the Majorana fermion, and which lead to the opening of the Majorana fermion. Then this figure shows the magnetic field dependence of the Majorana gap in the presence of the H tilde. With increasing the H tilde, Majorana gap opens, except the HC1. This is the Chern number as a function of the H. Chern number take a plus 1 below HC1, but change it to the minus 1 above HC1. So this suggests that the Chern number changes without flipping the magnetic field. So we discuss the origin of the topological transition in this system. To discuss the topological transition, we consider the anisotropic Kitaev model without the magnetic field. Then if Jz is positive, the n vector around the nodal point is clockwise, but in the case of the negative Jz, the n vector rotated counterclockwise, which is similar to the magnetic field effect. So we calculate the spin correlation, the Z bond, as a function of the H. Here we consider the anti-ferromagnetic Kitaev model, then the SCSC is negative. But by introducing the uniform magnetic field, spin correlation turned to positive. Then the effective Jz on the Kitaev model is changed to the anti-ferromagnetic to ferromagnetic. Then the topological transition occurs. So in the ferromagnetic case, of course, the SCSC is positive. Then the sign change does not occur in the ferromagnetic case. And therefore, intermediate phase and topological transition only appears in the ferromagnetic case. So this is a short summary in the magnetic field effect. We use a Majorana mean field approximation, and we found the intermediate phase and the topological transition in the anti-ferromagnetic case, and this is understood as a sign change of the effective Kitaev coupling on the Z bond from anti-ferromagnetic and to the ferromagnetic. The next topic is the non-equilibrium dynamics of the Kitaev spin decay. And as mentioned before, quantum spin model, Kitaev model is mapped onto the alternate fermion model, where the S is fractioned into the C and C bar. As a result, there are two components in the dynamical structure factor. We found a low energy weight, low energy sharp peak originating from the localized Majorana fermion, and the high energy continuum coming from the itinerant Majorana fermion. But these two Majorana dynamics are strongly entangled in the spin dynamics because the magnetic field is given by the mixing of the C and C bar. So to perform the separated observation in the minor dynamics, we focus on the transient dynamics in the system. So in the, for example, in the charged organic crystal, alpha beta TTF I3, charge order is strongly coupled with the lattice distortion. But when we consider the photo irradiation, the charge order first melt, but in the late time stage, lattice is moving. To observe this time evolution, the wavelet spectrum of the reflectivity is observed, measured in like this figure. At the high energy region, in the early time stage, there's a high energy wave coming from the charge dynamics, but in the late time stage, there is a low energy weight coming from the phonon dynamics. This suggests that the high energy electron and the low energy phonon can be observed separately in the time domain. The purpose is that in this topic is that in the Kitai system, two quasi particles are strongly entangled in the spin dynamics, but to perform the separated observation, we extend the non-equilibrium dynamics, particularly we consider the field quench. And we calculate the time evolution of the magnetization and the spin correlation, and we also calculate the transient dynamics of the Majorana fermions. So the calculation method is skipped, but we use the time-dependent mean field theory based on the one-body Hartree-Fock Schrödinger equation. So this is the result. We calculate time evolution in the ferromagnetic case from this magnetic field. Then the magnetization is slowly changes as a function of the time. This is a wavelet scalogram of the magnetization. There is a low energy weight corresponding to this frequency. Next, we calculate the kinetic energy of the itinerant Majorana fermion. There is a high energy weight, but it is damped in the initial time stage. On the other hand, this figure shows a wavelet scalogram of the kinetic energy of the C bar, localized Majorana fermion, and the low energy weight is enhanced in the late time stage. So this is a little bit worrying, but antiferromagnetic case is more interesting. Then we consider the field quench from the intermediate phase, and this is a magnetization as a function of the time. And in the early time stage, magnetization is largely changed, but in the late time stage, magnetization is slowly changes as a function of the time. So this is a wavelet scalogram. In the early time stage, there is a high energy weight, and the low energy weight is enhanced in the late time stage. So this is the kinetic energy of the low itinerant Majorana fermion, where there's a high energy weight, indicating that this comes from the low itinerant Majorana fermion, but this comes from the localized Majorana fermion. Then we skip. So we summarize the second topic. We consider the we consider transient dynamics of the Kitai system and spin fractionalization is observed as a distinct transient dynamics. And we also calculate the topological change of the Wallace-Feynman surface, but we do not show this. But we skipped the battery. So thank you very much. Okay.
So normally, you know, like it's like mean field can trigger a first order transition, which is not really there. Sometimes it happens. So when I look at your ED data, can you show your
ED data? Okay. ED data. Yeah.
No.
In the ED case, there is no jump.
But the jump in the anti-ferromagnetic side.
Yeah, yeah. Small jump.
Small jump.
Yeah. This one.
Yeah. So, can one conclude that, say, for the ferromagnetic side, the transition is second order?
It's a difficult, but you mean that this is a? I think by extrapolating the this AD case, there's a jump. There should be jump in the at this magnetic field because you mean that this is continuous?
You really have a mechanical transition?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, it's just the effect of the input approximation. Because if you think about the experiment, you know, they plot the gap, the function of the field from ESR, it looks like a continuous closing.
Yeah, yeah.
And many people believe that
but in the experiment, this you it's a zigzag order to force fermionic case. But this is the Kitai spin liquid to the.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the higher field.
Okay, okay.
Which is not anymore connected.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but but we believe that there is a first order phase transition in the calculation.
So for the anti-ferromagnetic Kitai, there are many other studies showing that this intermediate
field. Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
In your study, because you're dealing with the Majorana formula without the gauge tool, in some sense, you cannot catch the how the gauge part, gauge structure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
but
still within the T2, is there, if you want to make any comment on that, is that possible that this become U1 spin?
Yeah, yeah, but I have to say that I want to avoid the introduce. I avoid to introduce the gauge field. Then we use the Jordan-Wigner transformation. In the Jordan-Wigner transformation, there's no gauge field. Then if we consider the one-one direction or something, then we need to introduce the gauge field, but it is difficult to address the dynamics of the gauge field.
But I thought even in present formulation, you have this eta variables that can be plus minus 1.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not
those
gauge field. But there is no gauge. No, not the presence of the intermediate phase is consistent with other studies.
It's consistent within your theory because your structure that you start is an eta, which is plus minus one.
Yeah, yeah.
Your assumption is that you are doing it between two significant. What I'm saying is based on other studies.
Yeah, yeah.
Not me. Other studies that other people have done.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
Check how the center charge changes.
Yeah.
So based on that, they have concluded that this might be a U1 stimulator.
Yeah.
So I understand your structure, the way that you have implemented it, cannot get that. But I was wondering if you can go beyond this midfield type of Jordan neural transformation.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if you consider the away from the 001 direction, the U1 kind of spin decay is possible.
So, I'm a really question, but do you have lots of data for actually the Z2, I mean the combination C dagger, which is conserved without the field? What happens to it around the transition points?
This expectation value of this?
No, I mean the integral of motion.
The duration value of this.
Right. As you go to C1,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can probably see what happens to
the eta. I calculated, but eta, I forgot, but eta vanishes at HC2. Yeah. Yeah, not HC1, but not HC1, but HC2.
So at HC1, nothing dramatic happens?
The HC1 is the topological transition in the Weyl-Hellman system. This is not related to the eta.
Okay, thank you.